It is now my honor to introduce Hannah Gage of Wilmington, North Carolina, Chair of the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. Ms. Gage will be presenting the Board of Governors Excellence in Teaching Award. Ms. Gage.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to bring greetings from the University of North Carolina's Board of Governors as we celebrate your graduation today from the best public university in the country. While you were at Carolina, we hope you fell in love with what you love and that you take that passion and direct it towards all your endeavors. And if you found that subject, that path that you truly love, it was probably because somewhere along the way you had an extraordinary teacher who opened your mind to a new world, the teacher that turned on a light and changed everything. It's my privilege today to present this year's Board of Governors Award for Excellence in Teaching to one of your most outstanding faculty members. Established by the Board of Governors in 1994, to underscore the importance of teaching and to reward great teaching across the university. The awards are given annually to a tenured faculty member from each UNC campus. Candidates are nominated by special committees on their home campus and then selected by the Board of Governors. Each winner receives a bronze medallion and a cash award. I'd like to ask Chancellor Thorpe and Professor Armitage to please come forward. A scholar of extraordinary breadth and refinement, Professor of English Christopher Meade Armitage has taught more than 20 different English courses. His special expertise is in 17th and 20th century English and Canadian literature. He has degrees from three universities in three different countries, England, Canada, and the United States. A native of England, he has maintained deep connections to his native country by conducting study programs at Oxford University every summer. He shares his knowledge of everything English, from writers to rugby to pub life. A former student says, Dr. Armitage was the best professor I ever had. Because of him, I'm a better writer, reader, and thinker. He pushes students not only to write more clearly and concisely, but also to think and understand more fully what they are reading, what they are saying, and how their writing affects their readers. Dr. Armitage is a favorite speaker of the Carolina Speakers Bureau and has a gift for stimulating an appreciation of English literature. Dr. Armitage, we celebrate your outstanding professional achievement and salute your commitment to teaching and inspiring a new generation. In honoring you, we also acknowledge the more than 12,000 dedicated faculty members who teach over 215,000 students throughout the University of North Carolina. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ms. Gage. I'm pleased to introduce the president of the University of North Carolina System, Erskine Balls.
Thank you. Chancellor Thorpe, Chairman Gage, Chairman Perry, members of the Board of Trustees, Archbishop Tutu, and most importantly, you great Tar Heels for class of 2009. Good morning and congratulations. On behalf of the entire University of North Carolina, let me congratulate each and every member of this fabulous class of 2009. I am thrilled literally thrilled to take part in this commencement ceremony as president of our greater university. I want each of you to know, each of you who are sitting right over there, you can't love a place more than I love Chapel Hill. It is in my heart, it is in my soul, and it is in my blood. It is my alma mater, and soon it will be yours, and your love for it will grow each and every year. To our graduates, let me say I know firsthand how proud your family, your friends are of you today. They're proud of you because they know just how hard each of you have worked to earn, and I want to stress that word, earn, your degree from Chapel Hill. A diploma from Chapel Hill is something that you can be proud of for the rest of your lives. Let there be no question in your mind that your total experience here at Chapel Hill has prepared each and every one of you to take that next giant step forward out there into the great big world, because you have acquired the knowledge and the skills you will need to compete and compete successfully with the world's best and brightest, wherever they may be. So as you leave our alma mater, continue to hold this great university close to your heart. In the years ahead, I hope you will be her staunchest advocate as well as a loving critic. I wish each of you my heartfelt congratulations on this your big day, and I thank you for allowing me to join it with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Bowles. I'm pleased to introduce the chair of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Mr. Roger Perry.
Thank you, and good morning. I'm honored to be here today representing the Board of Trustees on your day, your great graduation day, the class of 2009. My sons both graduated from Carolina in 2000 and 2003, so I know I speak for every parent and family member here today to say we are really proud of all of you. Our world has changed greatly since the class of 2009 entered Carolina. Even though you're celebrating this milestone today, many of you are worried about the future. And I say to you today, fear not, because Carolina has prepared you for an uncertain world and to give you the opportunities to succeed in it. Even with an economic downturn, the world that you're entering with your Carolina degree is a global one. It is also one that needs your talents and energy in your own community as well. You have a great start. You've participated in study abroad, international programs more than your predecessors. You've learned about other people and you've helped others here at home and across the world. You've built houses, you've taught reading, you've served meals at homeless shelters, and worked in free medical and dental clinics. The message to you today is don't stop. At Carolina, your public service added something valuable to your education. After you leave Carolina, as you continue to serve, you will learn valuable lessons in life, and you will teach them to others too. With your degree comes the obligation for responsibility. Our university founders believe that an educated person is a public asset, and that is why the people of North Carolina have continued to underwrite your studies. They've helped you in the expectation that you will benefit society here in North Carolina and the world. So I challenge each one of you to go out and prove our founders right. I know you will. Congratulations, and hark the sound.
Thank you, Trustee Perry. It is now my pleasure to introduce Davy Davidson, Chair of the General Alumni Association, who brings greetings on behalf of nearly 260,000 living alumni.
Thank you, Holden. Congratulations, graduates. After years of hard work and probably some anxious moments, you have earned your Carolina degree. You and your family are justifiably proud. Now you do join the largest and only permanent part of the Carolina family, our more than 260,000 Living Carolina alumni. The General Alumni Association, with 67,000 members, is the official organization for all Carolina students. The GAA will keep you connected to your university, your classmates, local Carolina Club events, and other alumni activities through our award-winning Carolina Alumni Review. As our newest alumni, you'll be especially interested in our career services programs and opportunities to network. You were a Carolina student for a few short years, but you'll be a Carolina alumnus forever. Let the GAA help you take Carolina with you wherever you call home. And one request, whenever you move, change jobs, get married, or have children, please be sure to share your news with the GAA. We want to always stay with you. And know that the alumni who've come before you are truly inspired by all that you've already accomplished and by what we know you'll accomplish tomorrow from your dreams of today. And for me, I am especially proud of you, Charlotte Davidson. Carolina is the most significant chapter of your formal education. It'll be the foundation for whatever you choose to do in your career. Your Carolina friends will always be your friends. And now, as alumni, we want you to be a part of the GAA for the rest of your life. Congratulations, everyone. Fellow Tar Heels.